Harper Audio presents An Unwilling Accomplice by Charles Todd, performed by Rosalind Landor. Chapter 1. London, Autumn 1918. I'd just brought a convoy of wounded back to England, and as I walked into Mrs. Hennessy's house in the cool of early morning, I thought what a haven of tranquillity it was. Here I could put the war behind me for a few brief hours and perhaps sleep peacefully. We'd been too close to the heavy guns for weeks, turning even the pleasantest dreams into nightmares. My ears still ached from the incessant pounding. I moved quietly toward the stairs so as not to disturb Mrs. Hennessy, but she popped her head out the door of her downstairs rooms to say, "Bess, my dear, welcome home. Will you be staying?" Smiling, I said, "Only for 3 days. Too brief to think of going to Somerset, but long enough to catch my breath." It was a rough crossing and my patients were seasick, as were three of the orderlies. "Are any of my flatmates here?"
"Mary came in last week. I haven't seen Diana in a bit. She spends as much time as she can in Dover."
Her fiancé had been posted to Dover Castle, much to his chagrin, but Diana was very happy that he was needed there and not in France. I wasn't quite sure what it was he was doing, something in intelligence, although I had a feeling that her amusing, offhand comments about his standing guard on the castle ramparts were designed to conceal just how hush-hush his real duties were. Several of us had...